with the view from her Jerusalem window. Here's Andrea Simontov.
Andrea, welcome to the show.
Hi, is this Chad?
It's Chad speaking. Tell me what's happening from your Jerusalem window today.
It's so cold, Chad. I'm so jealous of you guys. You're going swimming. It's warm. It is so cold and overcast and bleak. But you know what? Everything's good. Everything is good.
Well, that's good to hear. I didn't expect to hear that the weather was so miserable. We've got a bit of a miserable patch today. But sadly, a lot of our fellow South Africans can't enjoy the beaches because in terms of COVID, some of the beaches throughout our country have been locked down for the festive season. But you know what? Better we have lockdown and we get through this terrible time in our history than we get more sick people.
Exactly what I wanted to talk about. Exactly. You know, I keep thinking, Chad, how, you know, we're soon going to flip the page, the calendar page on the Gregorian calendar. We're going to go from December into January. And all everyone is talking about is how horrible 2020 was, how terrible, you know, these really funny memes with one of the, you know, it looks like a middle finger, the 2020, how terrible, how bleak. And you know what? Who says that this is the last crisis we'll be asked to face in our lifetimes? And I keep thinking about how people have, I mean, it's not to say, Chad, that there aren't people that haven't suffered terribly, terribly. I mean, really, they're indeed, their lives were threatened and in some cases ended. But so many of us were asked to stay indoors. We're asked to wear masks if we had to go shopping. We're asked to sit and watch Netflix. Okay? And instead, we wrung our fingers and we bemoaned, and I thought, they're never going to get this time back. The days we spent crying and screaming. And I had a conversation last night with, I have a very elderly mother who's, you know, sharp as tacks, but she's old. She's 91. And suddenly it hit her, her isolation and her sadness and her need to be with people. And I thought, you know what? She has an excuse. But what are the excuses of 40-year-olds who sit and can't play with their children because they're too paralyzed? I'm just hearing too many people wasting the days. And you know, I keep thinking, you still with me, Chad? Make a noise.
No, I'm definitely here. And just to interrupt you, because
what you, so easy.
I was reading on LinkedIn throughout the lockdown in South Africa, how people were taking the initiative and doing courses. They weren't looking at the negative, yet you still have these naysayers and, like you said, these hectic memes. So how do people not waste these precious moments, Andrea?
Okay, so I don't know. I think that everything is deliberate. There's a real mind-body connection. We know. It's not a mystery anymore. It's not hippy-dippy stuff to sit and say that people that are depressed have more physical ailments and vice versa. You know, exercise releases endorphins. Sometimes looking for the bright side, looking for the joy, looking for someone to smile to or give to or just to interact with positively, even if it's a phone call, it takes effort. But for those of us who are sitting and waiting for magic to knock on our door, you know, every week when I speak with South Africa, I always talk a little bit of Torah. And this week, the Torah portion talks about Joseph being punished. He got two more years in prison. Why? Because he asked the cupbearer, the guy who he interpreted the dream for, he said to him, listen, when you get out, intercede on my behalf. And it wasn't that you're not allowed to ask around and ask for help, but he counted only on him. And he threw back and he laid, you know, rested on his laurels and he said, I'm going to be all right. We have to be proactive. We have to believe in heaven. We have to believe in each other. And if you're feeling bleak and you're feeling, get out of yourself. Think, where can I invest some love today? Where can I invest? Who haven't I spoken with? Who can enjoy a call from me? And you know, sometimes you physicalize happiness even when you don't feel it. And it's been proven time and again, we are the change that we bring into this world. It's not just Gandhi. It's Rabbi Dessler. It's the happiness clubs. It's all of this. So what you do is you don't wait for the government to fix it. You don't wait for your spouse to fix it. You don't wait for your children to fix it. You pick up a phone, you take a walk, you join a food, you bring a bunch of clothing or food to people who need it, and it will wash off and you realize you're not impotent during this COVID period, but you're actually proactive. And one other thing I did want to say, one of the things I read was that the people, Chad, who really made incredible changes in the world, who brought magic to bleak situations, they didn't sit and say, gee, I wonder how history will judge me. Let me do something that's historically valuable. Nobody thinks like that. They didn't know that the pebble they threw into the ocean would reverberate on and on and on. They started a program, which later became the 4-H Club. They started to feed people, and suddenly the Salvation Army was born. Things happened, but they didn't sit and say, I'm not going to do this unless I get a lot of press time in another 200 years.
That's very
they
true.
Did.
And Jay, what I'm taking away from this is that we can be the difference. We have to be the difference. And we can't, like you so wisely said, rest on our laurels. Andrea Semenov, direct from Israel. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Bye-bye, Chad. Nice speaking with you.
Bye-bye. I'm chatting to you again next week.
Oh, okay.
And now we're going to keep well.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.